What's good? And we back in this bitch. What's good with y'all? Hope everyone had a good motherfucking weekend. I did. Oh, nice relaxing weekend. Today is Sunday, so it's the Lord's Day and football. So hope y'all are in church or you're watching football. But this is coming out Monday, so you should be only watching football. Anyways, hope y'all had a good weekend as I did, like I said. We're just going to jump right into this shit, because... Oh, man, I've been talking to a lot of people about this one, so I was like, oh, I gotta rant about this one. I was going to save it for when I had my boy Sean on, but... I just couldn't wait because your boy Kanye is just this motherfucker is writing the template, the textbook of how to commit real career suicide in 10 easy steps. This motherfucker is off the chains. So I'm gonna be extra. I might be extra giggly because I took a little bit of some mushrooms, and I'm about to hit this motherfucking fire while I roll up some more fire. Oh yeah. Goddamn, that's good. Goddamn. Y'all. So, shut up, computer. So, delay cough. So, today we're going to be rolling up some 710's Finest Beazle. Honestly, it's one of my favorite strains going right now. Because it's crossed with some of my favorite strains. It has two of my favorite sativa strains of all time, Super Silver Haze and Sour Diesel, but then they throw in a little bit of Great White Shark just to fuck you up some more. But this shit is just, it's legendary. I mean, you can, like I said, you can, this shit's so good you can smell through the mic. Like, y'all can smell that, right? I know you can. Yeah. Better than that, guys. It really don't. That's fire. But anyways, we're going to pack this motherfucking grinder up and start to let's talk. Let's chat about Kanye. Excuse me. He goes by Ye now. It's no younger Kanye. I'm just going to call that nigga bitch ass goofball clown boy. Anyways, this motherfucker, I'm sure of all you already knowing what he said, but if you don't know, he said some anti-Semitic things over the last few months, but he climaxed, he hit a peak last week, or excuse me, well, this is coming out Monday, so last week, he hit a peak when he went on the Alex Jones show. Oh my gosh, this dude. If you didn't see the Alex Jones interview, I suggest you go check it out. If you get triggered easily by anti-Semitism, ignorance, bigotry, prejudice, just complete stupidity, don't watch it, because this shit will trigger the fuck out of you, because your boy is, he's on one. He's wearing a fucking black mask, not a fucking like COVID mask, not like a doctor's mask. This motherfucker's wearing a full on like black mask, not with holes for the eyes, not for holes where the lips are, just a fucking... the black mask over his whole face. And he's just talking about fucking some anti-Semitic bullshit. And he went so far to saying that he loves Nazis and he loves Hitler and Hitler did good things. And even fucking for some reason said Hitler like made microphones and some other shit. Like, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is your boy was probably high as fuck. Or he was on something because the shit he was saying was just, it was too fucking much. Too much. And look, I know there's people out there that are still, Kanye, we got your back. Kanye's right. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, all right. He's going to have his supporters. But if you don't support that motherfucker, you better be speaking out about this motherfucker's bullshit. And you better be goddamn condemning every word he says. Because he's just going off the fucking radar, bro. Like, Kanye or Kyrie seems like very level-headed guy compared to Kanye right now. Right now, people like Kyrie. This is how fucked up Kanye is right now. Kyrie doesn't have to worry about shit no more. Kyrie could just chill and he don't gotta hear about none of that shit no more. Cause everybody's like, did you hear what the fuck Kanye just said, niggas? This nigga said he likes Hitler. It's like, yo, Kyrie, you good. Just go play basketball, nigga. This nigga, Kanye, we finna go get him. He's just going too far. And the crazy thing is, he's like as far right as you could get. Like Nazi, like white supremacist, neo-Nazi, skinhead type motherfucker. That's the level he's on. So he's talking that rhetoric. But in the same breath, he's also saying, yo, I'm Jewish. So it's like, wait a minute, hold on. Like, I know Nazis and fucking neo-Nazis and skinheads and all those motherfuckers, Aryan Brotherhood motherfuckers. I know they're like, yeah, Kanye, you fucking tell them. You tell that motherfucker. Wait a minute. Did you say he's Jewish? Like, they're so confused. They don't know if they should support him or if they should kill this motherfucker because he's Jewish. It's like, he's saying he's a real Jew. So, I don't know what you guys are going to do with him. And dude is losing all allies. He literally, he has one ally, apparently, Akon. Akon recently did an interview, I think like yesterday or the day before, where he was like, no, I support Kanye, you know, being able to voice his opinion. Akon. Shut the fuck up, bro. Just sit this one out. Why? Just next time, just say, I don't want to talk about it. or just say, I condemn anti-Semitism. I don't want to talk about it. Move on. Don't do what you did and say, I support his right to say what he believes. Bro, do you understand what the fuck he's saying? Like, I get what you're trying to say. Like, you're trying to express that people should all have the right to, you know, express what they want, their opinions. But from what you're saying, you opening up Pandora's fucking box, my dude. So motherfuckers can just say anything and you think there's no consequence, nigga? What the fuck? Like, you think niggas could just say whatever they want, hateful, racist, sexist, fucking whatever. Just, hey guys, look, it's his opinion. Let him express himself. Nigga, there's consequences for expressing yourself. Go try to express yourself. Go try to express yourself at a fucking at a Klan rally. Akon, just go to a Klan rally and be like, look, guys, you should listen to my opinion. First Amendment, we're in the U.S. of A. So First Amendment, you guys should hear me out. What you guys are saying is wrong. And I think, pop, 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 that's what's going to happen to you, Akon. There's, look, there's consequences for shit you say to certain groups. What Kanye's saying is offensive to not just Jewish people, but all the people that are allies to Jewish people, all the people that are allies to hate speech or allies to anti-hate speech. You offended a lot of motherfuckers, bro, because it's not just what you're saying about Jewish people. It's all the hateful shit you're saying. I mean, you didn't just offend Jewish people. You offended Christian people, apparently. But he's offended black people with the George Floyd shit, all this shit. He's offended so many groups. And it's just like, bro, you are losing all support. This dude is taking so many L's. I just don't understand how he's tough. I give him that. I will give Kanye this. That nigga's strong. Because he's taking so many L's, most niggas would have just been like, fuck this. I am not dealing with this bullshit anymore. Like, this motherfucker, he's tough. Because he's going through it. This nigga lost his court battle with Kim. This nigga's paying $200K a month in child support. Not a year. Not bi-yearly. Nigga, that's monthly. $200K. That's ridiculous. That is insane, nigga. Do you understand how fucking ridiculous that is? That is $2.4 million. Name a fucking kid that needs $2.4 fucking million dollars of support in a year. Fuck out of here. But I don't care because it's happening to Kanye. I'm like, fuck him. This is the one time where I'm like, I don't care. You should have went harder. You should have said $400K. Fuck him. But he is getting slapped with L's. Besides all the money he's lost from Adidas, he literally went from being having a net worth of like $400 million. Don't get me wrong. If I was still worth $400 million, I'd be pretty cool. I'd be like, oh, I'm so sad. With my millions of dollars. Oh, gosh. It's like, no, he's fine. But still, that's a lot of fucking money to lose in a single day. Like, just your worth. You literally are losing your worth every day. Like, this motherfucker, that's 1.8 billion dollars of loss in worth. That hurts. I don't care. Oh, wait, no, you know what? That's more, actually, because that's more. Shit, I did my math all wrong. I'm too high to fucking do math. Y'all do the fucking math. I don't fucking want to do it. But it's a lot of goddamn money. That motherfucker lost a lot of money. Actually, I think I might be right, but... goddamn, dude, that is in fucking sane. But what did he do after doing that? Doubled down. He said, okay, wait, no, first he apologized, but he didn't apologize. Then he doubled down. Then he started doing random TMZ shit and talking to motherfuckers in the streets. And then he went on a podcast tour of the far right. And this is where he just was like, all right, I'm going to turn this shit all the way up. He partnered up with this goofball motherfucker. I don't know if you guys know who the fuck he is, but he is one of Trump's biggest fans. he absolutely loves. Like, I'm pretty sure he's probably got a giant tattoo of Trump on his body, like on his chest or something, and it just says "I love you." Because Nick Fuentes, like, he has jizz from Donald Trump probably in a jar he just licks out every day. The dude is the worst cocksucker, far right goofball that just spews anti-Semitic, racist, just all kinds of bullshit. And Kanye teamed up with him, and he was like, "All right, let's really go in." So, because of that, he got access to Trump. So, Kanye, apparently he pissed Trump off. Like, Trump apparently wants to swing on that nigga. And honestly, I want to see that fight. Like, I would pay that $75 pay-per-view. I would, if they said, if they announced right now that Trump and Kanye were going knuckle up and get into it, I'd pay it. And I guarantee you all would pay it too. Because if you wouldn't pay it, you're fucking stupid. Because that shit would be epic. They both out of shape. They both probably can't fight. I mean, let's be real. Kanye might be from Chicago, but that nigga can't fight. And you know it will be entertaining. I'd pay that $75. But yeah, he pissed Trump off, man. So he went to the dinner, and this is rumors, speculation, whatever the fuck you want to call it. God damn it, Jar. I'm trying to pack another bowl of this deliciousness. God damn, the sea chrome is so good. God damn. But yeah, he apparently, he allegedly, or whatever you want to, whatever legal terms you want to use, so I don't get sued. Allegedly, oh shit, dropping jars. Goddamn. I'm too old for this shit. But apparently, allegedly, Kanye wanted Trump. He wanted Trump to be his vice, and Kanye wanted to run for president. Now, I'm sure you all know this already, but Trump has quite an ego. How do you think he responded? Let's just say Kanye and Trump ain't friends no more. God, I guarantee you Trump ain't gonna be fucking letting him rock no more red hats. Fucking goofball. Lots of them. But apparently, yeah, he pissed off Trump by saying that, and then Trump countered with, "Bro, you shouldn't even fucking run. You're a goofball for even trying to run. You're stupid. You're wasting time. Shut the fuck up. Don't do this shit." And Kanye was like, "Nigga, do you know who the fuck I am? I'm Ye." So, some beef popped off, and let's just say Nick Fuentes, he picked a side. And he picked Kanye. He picked Kanye, man, which is kind of shocking. Because if you know anything about Nick Fuentes, that motherfucker loves sucking Donald Trump's dick. So for him to choose Kanye, that's a big deal. He was like, "Kanye got way more hate in his heart than you right now, Donald Trump. And you need to step your hate up." Yeah, like Kanye is, he's gonna get a win at the haters ball for sure. That motherfucker is winning right now, like leaps and bounds. But after the dinner, that's when like he stepped it up even more. And that's when he did, I forgot what fucking podcast he was on. It was another right-winger guy, like YouTuber guy, but he was on there with Nick Fuentes and another white right winger guy. And I think Milo Yena, whatever, Yopolis or whatever the fuck his goofball ass motherfucker's name is. He was on there with those guys, and he basically got mad at the right winger for pushing back at Kanye's fucking Jewish statement. Like, the right wing fucking diehard conservative motherfucker was like, Kanye, you're wrong, and you should not say this shit. And Kanye got mad and was like, you know, fuck this shit, and just walked off the goddamn set. And I love how bro handled that shit too. He was like, oh, you leaving? He's gone. And then just kept on fucking flowing like, fuck that nigga. Anyways, like, just a goofball fucking move by Kanye. And I love that dude. Like, I don't like that dude because he still says some goofy, stupid, dumb, prejudiced, racist, bigotry-filled bullshit. But at the end of the day, he pushed back on Kanye for that fucking shit, because he even was like, dude, like, bruh, come on. You can't say that. So then Kanye was like, all right, so I'm going to go to somebody that lets me speak my motherfucking mind. So he said, let's go to the king of free speech, the guy that just got sued for so much money, this nigga said, fuck this, I'm bankrupt. Alex Jones. Good guy to pick if you're going to, you know, use a platform to use free or to spit your freedom. Oh, damn. Your freedom of speech. Great platform. I mean, this guy's a case study of... actually, it's not a case study of career suicide for him. He's going to be doing just fine. the fucking nut jobs are still out there. So, yeah, Alex Jones will be just fine. But, yeah, he did claim bankruptcy, though. So, that's... yeah. A step, but apparently he hid some money, and I knew he would. That motherfucker was like, hell no, y'all ain't get my shit. Offshore you go. Friends, hold some money for me. Oops, excuse me. So yeah, he did some slick shit, you know. Hey, if you can beat the system, I guess beat the system. And he did. It's a goofy ass system. But anyways, Kanye decided, let me use my boy's platform, because he is all about freedom of speech and speaking his mind, no matter how crazy and insensical and fucking moronic it is. Alex Jones says it. So Kanye was like, he'll let me say what I need to say. And Alex Jones did. Alex let him and Nick and those other goofballs come on his show and say, this is the most outlandish, dumb, stupid, goofy, just God. But surprising, even Alex Jones kicked back, pushed back on some of Kanye's shit. Like, you know, you really like went to the far side of extreme when Alex Jones was like, what, wait a minute, hold on, hold on. Nigga, you are talking a little too much stupid shit. Yeah, like, Alex Jones knows you're saying some stupid shit. And this is how fucking crazy it is. Even, like, a few times, I think it was, like, twice I counted during when I watched it. It's a long-ass fucking thing, so if you're going to watch it, strap the fuck in. I would suggest rolling a joint and smoking a joint while you watch it, because it's one of those. But even Nick fucking Fuentes, like, two occasions... like, his face was like, oh, nigga, you cannot say that. What the fuck? Like, he was just like, boy, oh, my God, this dude really said that shit. And there's, like, I'm going to say, you're probably going to say that. If you haven't watched it and you watch it for the first time, you're going to say that, like, you, what the fuck? Like, you're going to say that at least 15, 20 times. Because the dude just spews, and most people have seen like clips, and most people's clips are just the Hitler and Nazis thing, but watch some more of it, because That is the tip of the iceberg, people. So yeah, this motherfucker is wow. He's off the chains. So yeah, he did that whole mad, ridiculous interview, and made the rounds. It made the rounds, and let's just say not a lot of people happy with old Ye. And it's kind of funny now to see, and I knew this was going to happen. I was saying last week to some friends, or this week to some friends, like, bruh, these motherfuckers are about to have a field day in the comedy fucking world. This is too easy. Like, the GOP, honestly, guys, listen, I'm not political in any way. I'm not a centrist, but I'm down the middle, and I just, you know, I'll see what the fuck you're saying, and then I'll make my decision. Most of the time, that unfortunately is to the fucking left, the Democrat-leaning goofballs, those fucking dummies. But I do agree with some of the things on the right. Not a lot. Ooh, not a lot at all. But I some of the shit the Democrats and just liberals, god damn, y'all motherfuckers just, y'all just, you make it hard to support shit on the left. Let me just tell you that, liberals. It's very hard to support things on the left because of liberals. And if you label yourself a liberal, that's who I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the people that voted Democrat and, you know, are progressive and think. No, I'm talking about, like, the liberals. Like, you know, those people. I'm just kidding. I'm talking about liberal motherfuckers that really are diehard about some of the goofy things they talk about. You make it really hard. But, like, I'm pretty, you know, down the middle. And I think that helps me with a lot of my decision making. But yo, GOP, what the fuck? Like, it's one thing to have Donald Trump. He is a proven idiot, but you guys put him in office and he's good at manipulating people and he's good at fucking getting people on his side. So he has a quality to him that you could be like, yes, we can use that. I understand Donald, like, using Donald Trump. Trust me, I don't understand how motherfuckers supported him. I'm like, what the fuck? What? Wait, what? You voted for this nigga? But I get why the right was like, nah, we can latch on to this nigga. He's got people riled up. Yeah, these fucking goofy ass motherfuckers like him. So they were like, all right, let's use this dumbass puppet. And they used him perfectly. And it worked like a charm, to the point where he became a president. But how the fuck did y'all support Herschel Walker? I don't. We're going off topic for a second. What the This man, like, when he dies, you look at his brain, and it might be one of the worst examples of CTE without violent. I don't know, maybe he is violent, but this motherfucker is not all there. Yeah, I'm not trying to make fun of the mentally challenged or people with, you know, brain injuries or brain disorders, but this motherfucker, Herschel, this motherfucker is not all there. He is off the reservation and he is saying some goofy shit. He is a beyond a fucking dummy. People in Georgia are still fucking having a runoff fucking election. Georgia, I'm sorry, y'all dropped the fucking ball. And to any friends and family I got out there, I hope and pray that no one that you know or you yourself voted for that goofy motherfucker, because if you did, Oh man, I have a lot of concerns if you voted for that man. But anyways, that's off topic. GOP, y'all are wildin'. Y'all are going all hard with the fucking ridiculousness, but fuck it. Ridiculousness wins, obviously. So anyways. But like Kanye is, and he's still running. He said he's still gonna run for president. So it's gonna be interesting to see his election process. Cause first he has to raise a lot of fucking money. I see it being very hard for him to raise a lot of money. My point of view. But I'm about to hit y'all with a little fucking conspiracy right now. So as I was talking with one of my homies, we were smoking a joint. And as we were talking, I was just like, yo, what if, go with me, people, doubtful, very doubtful, but what if Kanye is infiltrating the far right and fucking taking that shit down internally? Shit. I just fucked y'all up right now. Cause now y'all are thinking like, oh shit, maybe. I mean, he is saying some crazy ass shit. Like niggas would not, no one says some shit like that. Like it's got you thinking right now. Cause the shit he's saying is just like, bro, like no, nobody except people that are like, I don't give a fuck about those dudes. Those are the people that say that shit, like neo-Nazis. Those people are okay with saying shit Kanye's saying. Everybody else is like, I'll whisper that shit when I'm playing poker with my friends, but I ain't gonna say that shit on a mic. Kanye said, nah, fuck that shit. I'm gonna turn this shit up a notch. So, I mean, what if he's doing all this shit to infiltrate far-right organizations and take them down internally? That'll be some deep shit, yo. That'll be some shit that you'll be like, when he comes out and this is like, so this is what I found. And I'm like, oh, shit. Kanye is a genius. I doubt anyone's going to fucking be saying that anytime soon, but except his fucking goofball supporters. But something to think about, and you got you thinking. Shit's gonna be wild. Kanye just gonna come out on some like reverse Clayton Bigsby shit, infiltrate and then just expose him. He gonna come out with a crazy expose. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to go down as the biggest, most influential celebrity and superstar of our time. I will tell you this, though. No matter what, Kanye has literally stamped his place in fucking history. No way this is not going to be talked about for fucking decades. This will be taught in colleges. Kanye will be taught in colleges. Like, there will be a course lit like Bad Bunny. There's a course for fucking Bad Bunny at, I forgot what, Stanford or fucking some school in California, I think. Doing a fucking class on Bad Bunny. Like, get the fuck out of here. But I guarantee you, motherfuckers are going to study the shit out of Kanye, because I would take that fucking class. Like, yo, I want to fucking, shit, I want to understand this crazy motherfucker. Like, that'll teach you everything you need to learn about career suicide, fucking how to fuck up a fucking amazing talent. Like, it's just insane the shit this man has done. But I will say, Kanye, you better tighten the fuck up, bruh. You gonna fuck around and lose all rights to your children soon, because niggas is gonna think you are completely off the radar. You're gonna lose all your friends, because, I mean, you're losing all your friends. Fucking Candace Owens doesn't even fucking fuck with him right now. She's condemning this nigga. Her husband, his company, Parler, the social media, that's Candace Owens' husband's company. This nigga was like, yeah, me and Kanye, we ain't doing business no more. Like, this motherfucker is losing everything. But he's going to sell Balenciaga, Adidas, and some other shit for $20 to y'all, if you believe that. Anybody but that believes that Kanye is about to sell that shit for $20, I got some shit to sell you as well. If you believe that, like, if you think this nigga, the only thing he might sell the Gap shit for $20 just because he's really pissed at Gap. And he's pissed at Adidas too, because Adidas said, no. A team came up with those designs, nigga. That's our shit. So yeah, they still gonna make his shit. But this motherfucker has lost everything. Like, losing Balenciaga is not bad. That's actually good for you right now. Balenciaga's got their own little heat they're dealing with at the moment. Doesn't look good for them. But they're super rich. Let it die down. New controversy. People forget it. You'll be back in business. Boom. That's how the rich keep getting rich, motherfuckers. But anyways, Kanye, better tighten the fuck up, or else, yeah, dude is going to end up fucking either committing suicide or doing something to get shot by cops, because he looks like he's just going further and further off the deep end. I may be wrong. Like I said, he might be infiltrating, or he might just be a really fucking hateful piece of shit. Who knows? Who knows? Only Kanye knows. I'm sure we'll find out in the future. But until then, strap on, motherfuckers. You about to see a fucking crazy 2023 with fucking Kanye and Donald Trump going at it. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Before I wrap this up, this epiphany just came into my head, and honestly, while ridiculous and while it will taint the whole election process and fuck up everything good, it will fuck up the image of the GOP, so that's a positive. But can you guys imagine Kanye and Trump on the same debate stage? That shit would be... They could make that a pay-per-view, and I'd pay for that. I'd pay $39.99 for that. Yeah, I'd pay that $40. I would pay $40 to see that debate, because that shit would be epic. And honestly, you don't need any other candidates up there, but it would be much better if they had the full array of candidates to just see these candidates' face, and just to see Kanye just interrupting everybody. The Jews fucking did it. just jumping in on everybody. Oh, my God. That shit would be epic. And it'd just taint the fuck out of the GOP and destroy any chance of them having any power, I think. I mean, you already got people kind of segregating the party. Like, some people are picking DeSantis, some people are picking Trump. So it's already some discord in there. But, I mean, there's discord in the Democrat Party. There's fucking goofballs over there. But I think they're pushing fucking Kamala to fucking run, even though fucking Biden said he's running again. Get the fuck out of here, bro. That motherfucker is just... Every time he talks, I'm just like, this dude... Who the fuck can't see this motherfucker's got mental problems? This man is running a country with fucking signs of dementia. Fuck out of here. Goddamn. Fucking America. What are y'all doing? Hey, at least we're voting at record numbers, though. Hoorah. Anyways, we're going to wrap this one up. I got my fucking fatty rolled up for the recording. And speaking of recording, I can go ahead and announce what the first episode of the relaunching of Token Talk is. And it is a fucking wild one. It's a wild one just because when I play the pieces of interrogation tape, y'all are gonna fucking die laughing. Excuse me, not laughing. I'm sorry. Okay, there's some parts you will die laughing. But it's just like, yo, you really are using that excuse. Oh, my God. But it's if any of you have heard of the case, it's Sarah Boone, and I've wanted to do this case for a minute because it's, I think it happened in 2016 or 2018. Still hasn't gone to trial. So that's why I kind of waited to do it, because I wanted the outcome of the trial. But it's just like, man, who knows when they're going to fucking do that shit. They keep delaying it. So I was just like, fuck it. I want to talk about this fucking case because now more people are starting to pick it up. And I'm like, shit, it's getting more popular. I need to get on the shit. So Sarah Boone will be the first subject. And if you are familiar with the case, then you already know, yeah, this is going to be some shit. If you're not, it's a wild case because this lady playing a game with her boyfriend says, hey, let me lock you in zip you up in a suitcase. And his dumbass, I'm sorry, his fucking naive ass fucking decides, all right, yeah, I'll go in there with you, or go in there for you. And does it. And that's where his life ends, because this bitch is fucking evil. And then she's beyond stupid, because she recorded the whole thing, and that was ultimately her fucking demise. But we'll get into the details. The first episode is going to drop Wednesday. I decided to go back to my original day that I used to drop episodes Wednesday, just because why not keep it the same, you know? So it will be dropping Wednesday at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, bitches. And yeah, the interrogation of her is wild, because the cops don't let her know about the recording for a while. So they just, you'll see. I don't want to give too much away. But anyways, yeah, thanks for tuning in. And listening to me rant while I roll this fire. Shouts out to 710. Ooh, shouts out to fucking Seachrome and Beazle for all the good, delicious fire that you provided for my lungs and are going to provide for my lungs. And also, shout out to my pups for calmly sitting in the background and being great co-hosts and not doing a fucking thing. But yeah, hope y'all enjoy the rest of your night, and hope y'all enjoying your Monday, and go Saints, because fuck the Bucks and fuck Tom Brady as they play tonight. And also, go Birds, because we keep on fucking killing it. You saw, see that 11-1. Fuck y'all haters, and fuck the Cowboys as well. Because now these motherfuckers keep on getting more and more hype every fucking time. They just blew out the fucking Colts. Oh, look at that. Put up in the 9. You see that shit? Record number in the fourth quarter. Cool. First round exit in the playoffs. Shut the fuck up. I'll put money on it right now with any Cowboys fan. Holla at me. $50 right now. Let's go. Anyways. Till next week, or actually till Wednesday, but till next week for Rolling Ranting. And who knows what next week it will be. I don't fucking come up with these topics until like the day I'm recording. I'll just be like, yeah, I want to talk about this. I like see a story or something and just be like, I want to talk about this. So who knows what it's going to be about, but thanks for tuning in. And yeah, I'll holler at y'all next week. Peace.